Hey guys, this is Darren Duff, and I want you to join me in looking for a little Christmas decoration for Kenya. Earlier on today, I went to PetSmart because my client, who I taught the previous week, had his guide dog Ace with him. He was from Leader Dogs, and he had this neat little decorative collar, and it was just a collar with decorations on it. I had somebody take me to PetSmart earlier today, and I got Kenya this light-up collar. And so we're going to take a small sightseeing tour, if you will, to PetSmart and look for decorative dog collars. So hope you enjoy the tour. What's up, Flying Cool Tech? This is Darren Duff. Podcast, we are going to start calling them Duffcasts. On today's Duffcast, we are going to take Kenya to PetSmart and get him. Gosh, truck is noisy. We're going to take Kenya to PetSmart and get him a decorative collar for Christmas. So join us as we go on this somewhat of a sound-seeing tour of PetSmart, I guess you would say. And, well, we'll have fun looking at decorative dog collars. And I hope the batteries on my Olympus will hold out. We'll see what happens. Right now, I'm checking the mailbox just before we go to see if we have any mail. So join me as we check the mailbox. And then we'll go to PetSmart. It looks like we do not have any mail for once. That's very rare for Cam and I. And what are you wanting to see over there, buddy? He's pulling me in the other direction. And we're gonna go to the PetSmart store with Patsy, the lady who cleans our apartment for us. And she's gonna run me by the store. Back upstairs, little bud. Come on. Left. Back upstairs. Attaboy, Ford. Good doggy. Can you, Ford? Good dog. Kenya needs to be a little Christmassy too. I think they have this one collar that lights up. So, I think that's... Ken, inside the apartment, I don't know what you're going after on the sidewalk there, but you need to leave alone. Come on. Stay off the sidewalk. Look at me. No. Don't do that. Okay, we ready?
She's out of her car.
She what?
She's out of her car. I'm looking
for the. Oh, I don't know where her car is.
I don't either.
I have yet. She said she what?
Be back in a minute. Was there any mail?
There was not any mail.
You sure you put the plane back in the right box?
I did. They took it. So I am going to podcast this. I don't know what to call it. A Kenya Christmas or what? I'll figure out what to call it later. I may just call it Christmas Dog Collar or something cheesy like that. But anyway, apparently they have this one collar that lights up, and that's the only one they have. We're going to PetSmart. So as soon as Patsy gets back in here, we'll head out.
Do you have it? Is it
recording now? Oh, yeah. If I can figure out where... I think she went through the back way. Let me go out here and see if I can find her. I'll be back if I can't. I don't think we'll have that far to ride. Come on, Ken. Let's go see if we can find Patsy. Port? Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you are. Yeah. Oh, sure. Not a problem. Kim wanted to stop by.
Yeah, she was talking about getting something to
eat. Oh, okay, yeah.
Get something to
eat. We'll stop by Steak and Shake.
Okay.
And grab a quick burger.
Okay. Come on, here you go.
Door's open already.
There he is, yep. He's pulling. He's
got
wanting to get in the car. Can you? Now sit. Sit. Good boy. Rest. All right. Come on, get inside the car. Come on, get inside.
Adam, boy.
There you go.
Sit. Tuck his tail. I taught him how to tuck his tail.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if many guide dogs know how to do that, but King has learned it.
Well, good.
After having his tail smashed in the car door twice.
That's probably why, then.
Well, I didn't do it on purpose. What would happen is I would get his tail fixed, and he would get excited.
Oh.
Start wagging it again, and I'd shut the door on his tail. So.
Yeah, 14.
So, you know where that Target is, right?
Yep.
And where the PetSmart's supposed to be. And all
I had a feeling that was the name of that road. I just couldn't really remember right off.
Okay.
So, what are we at? Deer Lakes runs right into it.
You know, I thought about a collar that lights up, but I never knew they would have something like that.
I kind of have a feeling they got about anything nowadays.
Yeah. Now, when I called them, apparently they're real popular. When I called them, she said they only had two left.
Oh, really?
Or two kinds left, anyway.
Oh, wow.
She said one was that light-up collar, and the other one was one that was fur-lined, and I just don't think he'd need one like that.
The fur-lined, I don't know.
I don't think so. Mm. I think the light-up one would be much better.
That gate.
Is that the gate? Is that the gate doing the creaking?
Yeah, squeak.
Wow,
they need
I didn't
to
know
pull
that.
Them, I think. Yeah. Let them do that.
Oh, I never heard them do it before.
Yeah, they do it.
Wow. We really don't have that far to go.
No, I'm Barrett Lake.
It's right up the road here on Barrett Parkway.
The back roads. I'm starting to get used to them now.
Right. Okay.
Now, Steak and Shake, is it right over by here or something? Because I'm not sure where that's at.
Oh, I think it's pretty close. I think it's on Baird Parkway.
Okay.
If it's not and you can't find it, we'll just go to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay.
You know where that's at, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We went there before, didn't we?
Yeah, I think
so.
Yeah, I think we did. We've been lots of places, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to get used to trying to get used to them, but I have to go to them a couple, three times and remember where they're at.
I know. Mm-hmm.
We just went here Tuesday, is the only reason I remembered where it was at, and I've been on that road before.
Right.
I had to find some place.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't remember the name of it, but.
Oh, no, my watch just went dead. It says 9:20.
Nah.
What time is it?
I don't even know. You know my watch. I went by it. I evidently got it wet yesterday. Day before yesterday, and it finally dried out. It's an hour behind, so
I'll call Kim and I'll ask her. I don't know if mine.
It's probably after 1:00 because when I got there, by my watch was right. It said by my watch.
Yeah,
I think we gotta
leave. I gotta go to the doctor at 2:00, so I think I'm gonna have to call Kim and tell her we're going to do something else for lunch.
Okay.
I'll call her and ask her.
Yeah, because I believe it's probably. I'm thinking it's got to be at least after 1:00.
I even know my watch was dead. I'll have to call her and ask her until she says.
See if we've got time to do this. Did you go on one late?
Oh, we'll have time to do this.
Hello?
Hey, my watch just went dead. What time is it?
Your watch?
Yeah, it said 9:30. Okay, I don't know if we'll have time to do lunch. I mean, I can get lunch for you, but I gotta be at the doctor at 2:00.
Okay.
So
y'all gonna have time to go to PetSmart?
Yeah, I think we'll just have enough time to do that, I think.
Okay, you don't have time to go through the drive-thru?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, you gotta be there at 2:00 or 2:30?
If I don't have the paperwork, I have to be there at 2:00. Or 2:15.
Okay, well,
I think it'll be okay if I get there at 2:30, though.
Yeah, it'll be okay. Yeah. The appointment is not till 3:00 anyway.
Right. Do you want me to still get lunch?
If you can. You need some lunch, and I need some lunch.
All right, then.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
What time is it?
She said it was like 1:19.
That's what I thought. See, my watch is an hour off. It's 12:18 by my watch.
Okay. Well, we'll be okay.
So it was right at 11, really, by my watch when I got to your place. And because it said 9:58, which it should have been 10 minutes.
Right. I'm trying to set this thing by.
I got to get my other watch fixed. It's waterproof. Battery went out.
Oh, really?
Battery. Yeah, because I wear that anytime. It don't matter if it gets wet or not. It won't mess
it up.
Yeah,
I don't think this thing is water. I know it's not waterproof. It's a Braille watch. But it's all messed up now. I think I got it set. Let's see if it'll stay or if it's completely dead. Or sometimes I think it just gets stuck.
Yeah.
I went swimming last year and I forgot to take my watch off.
Yeah.
So I
probably didn't deal with it.
Well, I opened it up and dumped the water out of it.
Uh-huh.
Dried it out with a hairdryer.
Oh, did you?
Put it back together and it worked for a while and it would get stuck every once in a while.
Yeah.
But it worked.
Oh my, what in the world?
What?
Everybody must be shopping out this way.
Oh no.
There's a line of traffic the way we gotta turn.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. And I'm not kidding, a line.
A big line, huh?
Uh-huh. We're way back from the lot. Like everybody's turning left. I wish I knew another road that cut over that way, but I don't. This is it.
Yep.
Wow.
I guess we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, there ain't no arrow, that's for sure, coming on yet.
Aye, aye, aye. Come on.
Well, everybody's going to be doing their shopping today and tomorrow, last minute shoppers. So
oh, yeah.
That's
we
a lot to do with this right now.
This is the day before Christmas Eve, so we're talking major, major crowd.
Major.
Well, we're moving.
Uh-huh.
We're creeping.
Yeah. I don't know how long that arrow stays on, but boy, is the line here. Ooh. I can't believe how long this line is. Probably a lot of people going to Target and cutting through the Barrett Parkway.
Probably so. Now, what I'll probably do, because he gets pretty excited in the pet store.
Yeah.
Is grab your elbow and just heal him inside, because I think it's too distracting for him. I don't think he can work. So I'll just grab a hold of your elbow and just walk him in.
Oh, okay.
All right. I won't work him in because he can't. It's just too distraction.
Yeah,
too distracting.
Well, if there's other animals, then it's gonna be that way.
That too. And he's still such a puppy that.
Yeah.
You know, he'll grow out of that and be less distracted when he gets a little older.
Yeah.
But, still somewhat of a pup.
Yeah. Too young.
Yeah.
My goodness. Where's your doctor at? You gotta be at.
She said, the lady who called me said it was across the street from the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know which hospital she was talking about.
Oh, wow.
So, I'm not totally sure.
Uh-huh.
I'll pause this. I can't believe how many people go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody's got a Christmas shop, but it's just hard to believe.
Yeah.
How many people are actually out here shopping?
Still got a few things I got to do this afternoon.
Oh, I got all my Christmas shopping.
Yeah, I wish my parents she's looking wait till tomorrow come over.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know what she's going to do for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Cars
or Christmas shoppers.
Yeah, something I can do tomorrow when I go over there,
because
I gotta come back tomorrow anyway.
Right. We're still waiting on the light.
Yeah. We should be able to get this light then.
Okay. Pause again. We might make it here.
There we go.
So, good, we made it?
All right.
All right, now we're on a ball.
We find the pet store.
All right.
We're targets right up here.
Okay, great. Yeah. Yeah, so I'll just walk him in.
Oh,
and
it's on the left.
Keep him.
It's not right to the target, it's over across the target.
Oh, is that a bad thing?
No.
Oh, okay. We can make it across, right? Okay. Goodness gracious, Jesus Christ. Kenya, sit down. You know you're not supposed to stand up like that, buddy. Standing up in the car?
Mm-hmm.
He's excited.
Mm-hmm.
He knows we're going to PetSmart, don't you, bud? You know we're going to PetSmart, don't you? No, we'll stay away from Target. I think we'll just leave that alone for a while.
Alright, let's go.
Alright.
Well, we ain't gonna go out that way, oh my goodness. I don't think we'll be going back that way. No, this is another road.
Yeah.
It's just backed up everywhere.
Oh, I believe it. Come here, bud. Sit down. You're excited. You see the pet store, don't you? You know that store all too well, don't you? I've been there a number of times. He is so smart. He knows we're going to PetSmart.
Now we can just find a place to park. Oh my goodness.
Yes, we're here. He is whining. He knows we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Sit. And stay seated like I told you. Seated.
Man.
Rest.
I'm somewhere to park. Where we are? Yeah, thank you, lady. Oh, we might. Oh my goodness, I don't even know.
What's that?
Find somewhere to park. This place jam packed.
Wow.
I am serious. I don't see any place to park for three sections. We might have to park way out here and walk up.
Can do that too. Sit. Stay seated, Kenny. Getting out on this far side over here?
Yeah. Because it's
Come on, Ken.
Complete.
This way. You need to settle down, buddy. You're getting a little
don't
too excited.
Don't say anything about anything. We're just right next to the cart. I don't guess it's in it.
This will be okay.
Okay, I mean, that's just the cart, so it must be a parking space. Okay.
Okay, I guess we'll be okay.
Not too bad.
Hopefully, we won't be here that long.
Okay, yeah.
Let me get him situated here. Come here, bud. I know you know where we're at and all that, and all's good, but settle down, all right? I'll take your arm on this side. Now just walk him through. Come on, Ken. Heel. I'm just gonna let me fix this collar here. Come here. No. Get that leash down around the collar where I can hang on to him. Yep.
Come on, Ken.
He's coming. I got him. Yeah, I'll tell them what I'm looking for and everything. Heel, Kenya. Heel. They didn't really say where to go when I called them. I just know.
Yeah.
Can you?
Don't work.
Settle down, buddy. Heel.
Boys. Okay, we'll go.
Leave it. Leave it. Hold on, Patsy. Yep. Come here.
leave it.
Like I told you.
Okay. Got it.
Yep. Come on. Good boy. Heel. Oh. No. No. No, leave it.
Ball. What's over here? Ball. Oh, here's some collar. I don't know if these are ones you can talk about.
Is there somebody we can ask?
Leashes and collars. And.
Is there an employee we can ask? A counter or something?
What I'm looking for.
Okay.
It looks like they're all busy doing something. I'm still looking at this because I'm not sure what you're talking about. There's all kinds of collars.
Yeah, I think
here.
I think she went in the back to look for them. I think she.
Huh.
I think they're supposed to be holding one for me.
Well.
Can you?
Get up here and see if you can now. Oh, it's a lady up here holding.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I can, talk to her. Yeah, I am looking for decorative collars.
Like which kind? Like
Christmas-y? Yeah, Christmassy. I called and I was told that you guys had two types left.
Yeah, they're actually right at the end cap over there.
Oh, okay.
At 37, 38.
At the
end cap. Oh, okay. I see now.
Okay, thanks.
Go back around this way.
Yep. Heel can, yeah. Like I told you, knock it off.
Okay. Oh, I see him.
Okay.
Well, I passed right by me.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
That's okay.
I see a whole lot here. You got one with the fur, it's just red.
Yeah, which one?
Fur on it, but it don't light up.
I don't. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, there's one that's just a color, and there's one that lights up. You don't think he would go?
One's red and green here, and it's got red and green sequins in it.
You don't think that would go good with him, do you?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just red and green. It's got little sequins in it.
Right.
It's plain. You can tell it.
Yeah. Right.
It's got little red and green sequins.
Yeah. Does it have different size? They have different sizes.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's a large one.
This is a that's a small one.
Yeah, I don't think.
But I think the bigger one would be the one you have to take. That's only two sizes they have.
Now she said they had two different kinds. She said they had these.
Yeah, this is the fur.
This one is?
Nope. I'll show it to you. Let's fill it right here. Phil.
I think this one was the one.
That's got the sequins.
I don't know what she said.
The red and green.
Oh, yeah, this does light up, too, I think.
Oh, okay, I bet it does, yeah. It's got a sequin light.
Not sure exactly how.
Oh, that works.
Oh, wait a minute.
Let me see. Why are they doing that?
She said it had a small battery.
This has got to be it.
That one doesn't have a battery in it. It's open.
Wait a minute. It must need a battery in it. But yeah, it's got a little thing you push on there and it's not doing anything. It's got to have a battery, but yeah, this is one that lights up.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be it. That's what the little sequins are.
Right, right.
Let's see what it says on here.
I have to ask her about that as well.
Lighted call. Yeah, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you must have to have a battery.
I don't know if it comes with it or.
Well, it must not. I'm pushing a little thing, it's not doing nothing.
Does that one have
it's
open
got a little pinion on it?
That's enough.
Okay, you want to grab this?
Here you go, grab this one.
Nah, wasn't it?
And, handle him.
No, that one ain't got a top on it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
I got this one wax.
That is enough. Now stop.
This one's got a top on it, but you're going to have that battery because this is not working. I got it pushed. It ain't doing anything.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
We can ask her if
they have batteries.
Batteries. For it, yeah.
I would think they would.
Mm-hmm. Oh, too. This is a large one, right?
Yeah, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. Hey, I only got a little small one.
They only have
one.
Two sizes.
Right.
This one
two
or the
size.
Other.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ask her about, if you can hang on to this one.
Yeah.
Let's go ask her about batteries.
Okay. We'll go back up there to where she's at.
Okay.
Or this lady here. Either one of them.
Yeah, either one will be fine.
Maybe they have a battery here, I hope.
Come on. Yeah. Looks like I'd be some sort of watch battery or something.
It's gotta be.
For that effect.
Yeah.
Listen how loud that is.
Leave it. I'll hang on to this guy because he goes, yeah, that's exactly what I was looking for, I think. And
red and green colors on.
Can you heal? That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Heal. That a good boy. That a good dog. Come on. Extremely, extremely busy place.
Yeah, we're going everywhere.
And did you have a pet for
fitting
card? 26 inch.
Oh, 24 inch, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Didn't say anything about what kind of battery it takes?
Nope. I don't see anything like that, or I can't read it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have my glasses on.
Yeah.
That guy in the car.
I'm going to ask him to see what he's saying.
It's got a little tag that says to and from.
Says what?
To and from.
Huh.
One little puppy dog.
Oh, I guess.
That's
oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you get a touch,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a little thing. I don't know what kind of battery it is. They have to watch.
Mm-hmm, I think so. Hey, we found one of the light-up collars, and I was asking about the batteries for the collars. Relax.
How is it?
Okay, yeah, go check it out. I'll just hang right here. Come here, buddy. Sit down. Can I rest? Yes.
It uses a 3-volt lithium battery.
Okay.
Lithium CR2032.
Okay. All right, do you guys carry those or not? Probably not,
we
I'm
probably
thinking.
Do.
Oh, really?
I think we do.
Well, okay. Any idea as to how long they last? Obviously, if you leave it on all the time, it's going to run dead, but...
Right. I'm not sure, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it'll last until next year, if not...
Right.
You know, battery.
I've never seen anything like that.
I think they're new this year, actually.
Really? One of my clients, I teach computers to people who are blind and visually impaired, and...
I mean, my eyes ain't like where you went, but I mean, I can't tell.
And one of my clients had something like that, and I was like, oh, cool, I'm going to go looking for one, you know?
The battery type is right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
is it like a watch battery, or are they larger than
they're
that?
They're larger than a watch battery.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Right.
There's one over there that didn't have a top on it, and I was looking at the housing when the battery goes, and it looked a little larger.
Do you have a pet for savings card?
No, I don't. Is that one working?
It's not.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't find one over there that does.
It says to remove the plastic wrap, open the cover, and remove the protective sheet and that.
Uh-huh.
Ah, so that could be all it is.
Right.
Oh, okay.
If it doesn't
keep people playing with them.
Okay,
okay.
Okay,
well, we can do that. All right, great.
All right.
Did you want a bag for that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
please.
Good.
1364.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and put this on a card.
Okay.
Is there a way I can do this without signing, or do I have to sign? Okay. Right. I mean, I can sign if I have to. It's just quicker and more convenient.
Right.
That is if I ever get my card out of my wallet. One of my clients had one that was just all decorative. It had, like, different things. I never actually heard about that kind, so it must be new.
In the winter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Cash back, no?
No.
Donate a dollar to help homeless pets, no?
No.
Okay, and the amount, $1,364.
Did I want to what? No, I'm sorry.
The amount, $1,364.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
All right. Right. It's right here in the bag.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we thank you so much.
Thanks.
You have a good Christmas.
You too.
Thank you,
Kenya.
Okay, you got him now?
I need you to heal, and I need you to relax.
Okay.
Ready?
Heal. Let's go.
Good dog. Hey, maybe that's what it was then. Maybe we just didn't move
the plastic underneath the sand, but if not, to bring it back.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
So that's why they probably don't want people playing with them. You know, a lot of people get there and they...
And it wastes the batteries, too, for people that are going to buy them. So, if I can...
That's all it was, and the plastic covers under the sand. I couldn't read it. That's what I'm going to ask.
Yeah, it was a little... Not 13 bucks. What's 13 bucks?
Yeah,
you
know? I know.
So I guess we'll just stop by Chick-fil-A and see what happens. So that collar was like a leather collar with little sequin bulbs on it, little light bulbs. And
it's not leather.
Well, it's not leather. It's like cloth, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's some kind of cloth. And it just looked like a regular collar, flat, with the little bulbs on it. Red and green, okay.
Yep. With little lights, okay, there you go.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead and hit him.
So apparently when you light it up, I don't know what happens. It blinks or it goes through the lights or whatever. I don't know if they're different colors or what they are, but...
Red and green.
Oh, the actual lights are. Oh, okay.
Red and green.
I wonder if they blink or if they stay on.
They probably go back and forth like, you know.
Oh, okay.
Back and forth.
Yeah, like a band or something.
Yeah.
Okay, bud, you did pretty good in that store. I know there was a lot of distractions. You want to just toss that back here?
Which way to go to get out of here?
Okay, now that you heard that rather lengthy sightseeing tour of PetSmart, if you can call it that, we have found the collar, and I'm just going to give you a brief description of what the collar looks like. By the way, I'm using the binaural mics built into the WS200S rather than my SPTFB2s. But that's okay. Come here, Ken. Now, he's got on this collar with lights. I'm going to briefly describe it to you. It is made out of cloth. It's a rather sturdy cloth. Around the cloth, there are lights, six lights placed in a row. They're three red and three green. They're alternately placed. I got a visual description of this collar. They're alternately placed. They are probably about the size of a very small pencil eraser, each bulb. And the collar has, hey boy, I love you too. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I love you too. He's got his head up against me. He's laying down now. The collar has a small plastic device on it, which holds a, as you probably heard the lady in the store say, a lithium 3-volt battery, which is a special type of battery. Lithium batteries, as you know, run for a pretty long time. And it has a button, a small button that's kind of under the cloth for the collar. Oh, you want me to rub your belly and I'm trying to describe your pretty collar. The button kind of runs under the cloth of the collar. And there's, you know, the end that comes around. Well, actually, let me look at it here. Actually, no, I take that back. It's just made into the collar. It's a plastic button. Anyway, you press it in, and the lights come on, and they move from left to right, right to left to right to right to left. So they alternate reds and then greens and then reds and then greens. And what I did was I just put it on around his neck, and then I also have his... choke chain collar, which he got from the seeing eye, with a live and dead ring. So it has no interference with a harness, presents no interference with a leash, and looks rather decorative. I'm just leaving mine on him all the time. It has a nice sturdy buckle. And that pretty much describes the collar and how it's laid out. And I paid $13 for it, so not a bad price for a neat little collar. So I would highly recommend it. And they also have, for your information, they also have collars for the 4th of July, which are red, white, and blue, and other types of decorative collars. You can look, go to your local PetSmart store, or you can look on PetSmart.com. and these collars are fairly cheap, and I would highly recommend them. All right, guys, until next time for Blind Cool Tech, this is Darren Duff. Hope you enjoyed the podcast.